Hello, in this session, we're going to talk about the industry. Well, as an entrepreneur, understanding industry is very critical. Okay, take a look at this picture. I asked ChatGPT to draw the situation when I talk with my student, okay? So, yeah, it's me. Okay, it's the same, you know, same tie, right? Anyway, you know, he took my class, so we talked with his career, and I asked him, you know, what I'm gonna be after the graduation. And he talked to me, he wanna make a defense drone, which is a drone for the military purpose, because he majored in engineering. Right, so I think he's very interested in those types of technology. Then I asked him, yeah, wow, great idea. Then, you know, do you know your industry, your target industry? Then he was surprised that, and then he said that, you know, he had no idea. Okay, I don't know the industry itself. So I told him, well, if you don't understand your industry, you are not entrepreneur. You are just building, you know, product. You are just engineer. Okay. So the being engineer is not enough to be an entrepreneur. Okay. So I explained him about industry a little bit. You know, there is some several characteristics of industry, such as industry life cycle and industry structure. So in order to pursue your opportunity, you need to understand the industry in advance. That is a prerequisite, you know, for being entrepreneur, okay? So that's why in this session, we are going to talk about the industry. Okay, are you ready? So before we go into the industry, so we need to define the industry itself, okay? How can we define industry? So industry is a group of company that produce product or service that are perceived by consumers as kind of very similar, okay? Kind of very similar. Well, for example, there are Apple and Samsung Electronics, and Apple and Samsung Electronics both produce cell phone, and then they compete in the cell phone industry, okay? So the Apple produce iPhone and Samsung produce, you know, Galaxy. So they both fight in the same industry, which is cell phone industry. Of course, think about inside the cell phone industry. And there are many players, such as suppliers. You know, for example, we need great camera, great lens. So, you know, the Japanese company provide those types of advanced camera and lenses. And, you know, in order to make a great cell phone, we need to have a great chip inside. So there are several players out there who made a great chip, okay? And what about, you know, mobile application providers? Okay, so many mobile application providers, you know, developed their own, you know, mobile application and try to upload their mobile application throughout the cell phone. So think about it, there are a lot of cell phone related companies, competitors and suppliers, or what about the consumers? Okay, there are a bunch of different types of consumers in and out of the country, okay? So why understanding industry is important? Okay, the first one is we need to think about the industry life cycle. Okay, as a human being, industry was born and grow like a teenager and get into some kind of a maturity stage, okay? And then later, industry can be declined, okay? So for example, what about the sewing machine at home? You know, 100 years ago, every household has a sewing machine. So the sewing machine industry was booming, but right now, that particular industry was already declined. And what about personal computer industry? We are going to talk about personal computer industry, you know, today in the second session. But the personal computer industry was born just late 1970s and then boomed at 1980s, 1990s, still boom. But right now, we thought the personal computer industry was already matured, something like that. So we need to think about the life cycle, Okay, understanding industry life cycle provides us kind of a different perspective. Okay, and also industry life cycle bring us the different challenges and different opportunities. Again, it helps startups, you know, understanding time their entry, exit, or, you know, when to pivot based on the stages. Okay. Second reason, we need to think about the industry structure. Okay. In every industry, there is a particular structures. And those structures surprisingly sticky. So the industry structure also shape your profit potential. Okay. Again, it determines how much value you can retain from this particular industry. Well, let's look at the industry life cycle first. Again, industry evolves through the series of the stages from the birth stage and, you know, to the decline stage. You know, again, industry goes through introduction or birth and growth and shakeout and maturity and decline. Again, industries have lifespan, you know, from birth to maturity to decline. Well, startups are not just competing against the rival. They are racing against industry timing. So for example, although you have a great product, great service, but if you join in declining industry, then you may fail, you know, even if you have a great service and great product. Not because of your fault, but because of industry life cycle. Okay, you chose wrong industry in terms of the industry life cycle. Okay, so we need to think about the timing, when to enter, okay, or when to exit. So again, there are five different stages on industry life cycle. Okay, first stage is introduction. Introduction means, you know, new industry is born. And second stage is growth stages. Industry rapidly expanded, okay, expanded. And third stage is the shakeout stage. Shakeout stage means competition intensified. So many competitors already jumped in this industry and they compete compete a lot, okay? There is a fierce competition. And maturity stage, you know, market is already, you know, already grown. And the industry, you know, get into the maturity stage. No growth and no decline, just stay same, okay? Stay same. The last stage is the decline stage. Industry shrinked, okay? Because of just outside the new product or kind of new substitute, something like that, okay? So please keep that in your mind. Industry goes through the stages. We say it is industry life cycle. Okay, again, this is industry life cycle. Based on the stage, we can understand the consumers, what it looks like, and competitors, what it looks like. For example, in the birth stage in every industry, there are not too many consumers out there because consumers didn't know what it is. Okay, consumers don't know what it is. For example, when personal computer released for the first time, okay, only few, you know, consumers understand what it is. Most of the consumers don't know what it is, and they thought that, you know, why we need a personal computer, okay? Because we have a calculator, we have electric calculators. What about, you know, printer machine, okay? In 1949, Xerox released the print machine. Not too many people understand the value of the printing machine. Why? Because we have people. Okay, so if we need the copy papers, then we ask the people to write down again. Why we need to have an expensive machine? I don't understand. So again, there are few consumers out there. If the industry stage is a growth stage. At the same time, if industry is a growth stage and there are not too many competitors, okay, none of them or very few competitors exist, okay? But, you know, once industry goes into the growth stage, then there are many early adopters. And then, you know, so many competitors join in this industry. Then later industry goes to the shakeout stage. In the shakeout stage, industry grow rapidly and consumers, you know, consumers expanded and so many the competitors fight each other and the weakest competitors, you know, can be dead. And then later, you know, industry goes into the maturity stage. Then we can see, wow, there are already mass markets out there. And the competitors in this industry stage, competitors fight to, you know, achieve the market share. Okay, like a car industry. When car industry, you know, goes into the maturity stage, and so many car makers fight to acquire the market share. Okay, then later industry decline. Okay, some of industry, you know, disappeared. Some of industry remained, but very small. Okay, shrinked because of new technology, new product, as I already mentioned that. Again, remember, industry goes through the stage from the birth to the die. Okay. So, let's go back to the, you know, the defense drone, case that I mentioned in the beginning of the session. Okay, and I explain my student, okay, let's think about the drone industry. Well, it looks same, but actually there are two different types of industry exist in drone industry. The first industry is consumer drone industry. Second industry is defense drone industry, okay? So the consumer drone industry already started many years ago. And right now, you know, think about it. You are here, right? You are here at the bottom. You are here. When we talk about the defense drone, you know, idea, the consumer drone industry already goes into the maturity stage. But the defense drone is just growing, okay? Just growing. So, you know, I suggest you understand the kind of stage, two different types of stage of your defense drone industry. Okay, so the defense drone industry just growing, like Ukraine and Russia war. Okay, then probably there are so many the potential competitors, you know, try to jump in this market, and probably there are many alternatives exist, and they probably show the different model, different idea, different technology. So the competition will be intensified. Okay, you need to understand these types of the situation, okay, before you actually join in the defense drone industry, right? Okay, let's move to the structure concept. Okay, so far we have discussed about the stage concept, and right now we are going to talk about the structure concept of the industry. Have we heard about the five forces? You know, five forces. Forces means some kind of power, okay, powers. And five forces argue that every single industry has, you know, five external powers out there. Five powers, five forces. Okay. Who are they? You know, probably they are, you know, competitors. Okay. And suppliers. And consumers, of course. And, you know, the future competitors. Future. Okay. They didn't enter the market yet, but they will do, okay? We say these are the future competitors and later substitute. And those five forces are very important, okay? This is a kind of a basic concept of five forces. Look at this. It is a structure of the consumers and suppliers and current or future competitors and substitute. We say those five elements, those five forces, or those five, you know, powers are called as five forces. So the five forces argue that the probability varies significantly from the industry to industry. Okay, in 1930s, economists, especially in Harvard University, found the industry structure probability link. Wow, there's some significant relationship between industry structure, which is five forces, and the company's profitability. And then they said that industry structure determines both companies' behavior and the performance. Okay, look at this picture. The economists found that and drew the graph. And in the middle, right, in the middle, so many companies, you know, achieved around kind of 15% of the, you know, profit margin. But think about it, some of the industry enjoyed more than 35, you know, on your right side, you know, enjoyed 35 or higher profit margin. And on the other hand, on your left side, some of the industry didn't have at least 5% of the profit margin. They suffer from lack of the profitability. Okay, it is not because of the company's fault. It is because of the industry structure. For example, it is not your fault. Okay, not your fault. It's a problem of the industry. You located in wrong industry. Okay, this is the idea. Okay, look at the another chart. And this is the probability of the selected United States industries. Well, at the top, you know, security brokers and dealers enjoyed more than 40% of the profit margin. Okay, soft drink followed next, and the prepackaged software followed next. Okay, and what about at the bottom? At the bottom, can you see this is the airline industry? Airline industry just achieved, you know, 5.9% of the profit margin. And the others, mail order houses, hotel enjoy, you know, hotel have just 10%. Okay, profit margin 10%. So as you can see, the probability of the companies, you know, can be different significantly from the industry to industry. Okay, so again, there are several different types of the participants in each industry. Okay, so many different types of the players. The first players would be the competitors, of course. Second one, potential competitors, potential. As I already mentioned that, you know, they didn't join this industry yet, but they will do later. Okay, I don't know who are they. It depends on your industry. And suppliers, of course, suppliers. And the consumers, right? And the substitute. Well, there are five different types of players. Those five players exist in every single industry. So those five players are universal. Okay. On the other hand, the particular name of five forces are different. Okay. Particular names are different, but existence of those five forces are true, right? So all market players, all industry players, engage in continuous struggle for the profit margin. Okay, for example, you know, think about your consumers. Consumers always want to pay less. And always they ask to get more and deliver fast all the time. And think about your suppliers. Suppliers, on the other hand, always want to be paid more and deliver less, deliver slow. Okay, and what about substitute? Okay, you can think about your own substitute. Substitutes always want to take out your consumers, take your consumers, okay, from you by showing kind of different types of service and product. Kind of they are evil, right? They didn't fight with you directly, but indirectly, they try to steal your consumers. Okay, they are substitutes. Right. And, you know, Dr. Michael Porter at Harvard Business School, he argued that, you know, direct competitors and consumers and suppliers and potential competitors to the industry and the substitute providers are all competing for their share of the profit in the single industry. So that's why we care for those five, not just for the competitors. Okay. You know, he said that managers who fail to consider all the market players put their company at risk. Okay. So, this is Michael Porter's five forces framework. Okay. I will explain those five forces framework. This is a kind of very simple tool for understanding how your industry profits are distributed among the players. Okay. And this is a very very cool guideline for evaluating the relative strengths of the forces, you know, influencing, you know, your profitabilities. Have you seen these types of picture? Okay, this picture illustrates Porter's five forces analysis tool. Okay, so inside the circle, there's competitors, of course, because competitors are very important forces. Okay, competitors. There are no industry without competitors. Okay, and so many competitors out there. And we compete with them. And, you know, look at the top. And there is future competitors. Okay, we should not only consider the current competitors, but also think about the future competitors. Okay, and also on your right side there is consumers, on your left side there is suppliers, at the bottom there is substitute. So put together, we need to consider all five, you know, industry players. The first thing to do, you need to identify your own five forces. Again, although five forces exist in every single industry, but specific name of five forces are different, depending on your industry. For example, if your industry is a car maker industry, okay, you are car makers. This is an automobile industry, right? And the competitors, suppliers, and substitutes are, you can understand who is your competitor, who is your, you know, consumer, who is your substitute, okay? But think about if your industry is water, okay? It's a beverage. And of course, there are suppliers, and there are consumers, and there are substitutes, and there are future competitors, etc., etc. But, you know, specific name of suppliers are different from, you know, water, beverage industry to the car industry. Consumers, you know, some consumers overlap, but particular consumers are different. Competitors, of course, competitors are totally different from the industry to industry. You know, water, beverage industry, we have a similar beverage company as a competitors. You know, car, you know, automobile industry, we have another car makers as a competitors. Toyota, you know, Daimler, or Volkswagen, those are all my competitors, right? So the competitors are different. So anyway, the first thing to do, When you use Porter's five forces analysis, you need to identify your specific five forces. Okay, this is the first thing to do. Second thing to do, after finishing identification of the five forces, you need to specify and evaluate relative strengths between you and your five forces. Okay, again, you need to specify the relative strengths between you and your competitors. Sometimes you can have more power over your competitors, suppliers. But sometimes, some case, your suppliers can have more power over you. Your competitors can have more power over you, right? So every, different industry have a different relative powers, okay, relative strengths. So anyway, we need to specify the, you know, relative strengths, relative threat of your five forces. Well, there's a rule of thumb. The general rule is the more powerful the forces, the less attractive for you, of course. I will show you why it is happening. If the, look at this. If the supplier powers, okay, second law, if the supplier power is increased, if your supplier have more power over you, then what happened? You know, in the end, your profit will be decreased. Why? Because, again, every suppliers, you know, want to get paid more. So if the supplier have power over you, then you should pay more. And then, of course, your cost is increased. Right? Okay, it's so obvious. What about buyers? What about consumers? If consumers have more power over you, in the end, your profit will be decreased. Why? Because, as I already mentioned again, every consumers want to pay less. So if consumers have power over you, then they ask you to raise down the current prices. So you should follow consumers, you know, need it. You need to raise down your prices. So your prices is going down. And again, every consumers want to get get your product fast. And also they want to get, you know, high quality of the product. Okay, in order to meet the consumer's need, then you need to make a better quality product. You need to deliver the fast. And then it all money involved. So your costs will be increased. So if the consumers have more power over you, then your price is going down and your cost is going up. So that's why your profit ended up going down. Okay, this is obvious. So that's why there is a rule of thumbs. The more powerful the forces out there, the less attractive. Oppositely, you know, the less powerful the forces, the more attractive for you. Okay. Well, let's apply the Porter's five forces analysis. You know, if we apply industry analysis, then it helps us to identify the outside opportunities to increase your profit, and it discerns the threat to existing profit and develop the way to counter them. And, you know, it helps us to decide whether to enter this market or not. And also it helps us to decide whether to exit this market or not. And also it helps us to position your company to succeed in a given industry. Okay. And also it helps us to assess the effect of the major changes and shape the industry environment. Okay, so to summarize, if you apply the industry analysis, okay, before you enter the particular industry, it helps us to find out or create some kind of attractive environment. And also, it helps us to develop a competitive advantage that enables your company to be more profitable than your competitors despite the industry. Okay, despite the given industry. Okay, so again, before you enter the industry, you need to analyze industry structure first. Well, let's apply industry structure concept, okay, Porter's five forces analysis to the defense drone industry, as I already mentioned that in the previous, in the beginning of the session, right? What about the current rivals? Current rivals, yes. There are many existing, you know, defense companies, right? And traditionally, the defense companies are big companies, right? Such as, you know, Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin has a long history and has valuable assets and has a strong network with the government, right? And they have a lot of employees, a lot of money. Technology, wow, is a very strong competitors, of course. And also, there are new startups, okay, such as Anduril and the other Israeli startups. And they were, these startups were founded by, you know, very smart guy. And they had experience in a military area, okay. And also, they had some kind of engineering knowledge, right? And also, they were backed from the venture capitalist. So again, there are strong startups, you know. So when you enter the defense drone, you need to imagine that you should fight with existing very strong competitors. Okay, this is the current rival situation. What about future rivals? Future rivals? Okay, future rivals, well, actually not too many rivals can be expected to enter this market. Why? Because this market already competitive, right? And what about consumers? Your consumers are not just a general individual like us. Your consumers are government, right? Korean government, Russia government, Ukraine government, American government, okay? How to deal with the government? Okay, dealing with the government is very tough. You know that. And also, you need to talk with military agencies. Wow, military agencies, very strong, and they tough. Oh my God, right? And those are your consumers. And what about suppliers? Yes, of course, there are sensor makers and system providers and tech companies, such as GPS. Well, you know, suppliers, kind of normal. And what about substitute? Well, we are making defense drone, right? But there is a manned aircraft and also software-based surveillance. And there are other types of substitute exist. Okay, we've done to identify your five forces in a particular industry. Okay, we've done. And then we move to the second stage, okay, second part, which is specify the relative strengths, okay, between you and your the five forces. Okay, let's analyze the relative strengths between you and your five forces. What about the current rivals? Yes, current rivals, as I already explained, they have huge power over you. You are very small. Okay, you are nothing. You are nobody. Okay, compared to your competitors. Right? And Lockheed Martin, it's a huge company. You are just alone. And just, you know, two or three of schoolmates. You know, you are nobody from South Korea. Wow. Okay. And what about the future competitors? Future competitors, yes, probably very low. Okay. Future competitors don't have power over you in this case. What about consumers? Again, your consumers are government or military agencies. Yes, they have a high power. Okay. And what about suppliers? Yes, suppliers' power can be middle or kind of high. And substitute power, I think a kind of middle, sometimes low or middle, right? So we done to, you know, satisfy the relative strengths between you and your fire forces. Then, you know, we can make those evaluation into the scores. Let's say there are the score number one from number one, number five. Okay. If we identify your forces have very high power over you, then it marks five. What about current rivals? Five. Okay. What about future rivals? Future rivals is kind of low mean, I think a little bit too. And consumers very high, not very high, but consumers have a high power over you, which is score four. What about suppliers? Middle or high? So what about 3.5, right? And substitute have kind of a middle power over you. So substitute has a 3. So put together how much? Okay, 9, 12, 14, 17.5. Okay, 17.5 out of 25. What do you think? Is this industry attractive or not? 17.5 means your five forces put together 17.5 powers over you out of 25. Okay, so I think it's kind of very high level of threat over you. So in this case, we say defense drone industry can be an unattractive industry for you currently, okay?